You're listening to the Second Life Podcast Network.
Hello, everyone. This is the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. And I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Normally, you'll hear a lonesome and solitary 100 Word story, but it's Saturday. And on Saturday, we have the weekly challenge. I post a topic, and you have a week to come up with a story based on that topic. Sounds fun, doesn't it? Well, Kelly Burt of Come, Let Me Whisper picked the topic of candy. We've got a bunch of stories in. Everyone loves candy. Except for me. I'm eating broccoli and cauliflower and carrots and celery and hummus. I like healthy stuff. And I got the Marzetti snack dip things for work. And I'm losing weight. So there you go. But you folks are just tucking into the candy here. Let's find out who won last week to see who goes first, and that's congratulations to Ducky Fresh Watanabe of Best Life. But Ducky Fresh didn't send in a story this week, so no rookies. Caleb, you're up next. Caleb Bullen of the BlackTimeMartiniClub.com podcast and the Black Time Martini Club players. Write to Caleb and ask him, how do I join your radio scripts? But until then, here's his story.
Hi, this is Caleb Bullen from the Black Time Martini Club podcast at blacktimemartiniclub.com with a semi-autobiographical 100-word story entitled Candy.
It was 3:30 in the morning, and I couldn't sleep. I was haunted by all the imponderables of life. Is it the philtrum that holds the tip onto a pool cue, and the ferrule that sits between your nose and mouth? Or is it the other way around? And what about philately? The smell of my cigarette burning into the night must have woken Candy up. She said, come back to bed. I'm about to dream of swans in leisure suits. You wouldn't want to miss out on that. As usual, she was right. I went back to bed.
Sultry. Thank you, Caleb. You can check out more from Caleb Bullen at blacktimemartiniclub.com. The text for each story is in the show notes. They're at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, along with links to everybody's homepage, or podcast, or whatever the hell they sent me to link. Okay, it's time for the rest of the gang of happy, 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 happy people. These are the folks that just keep coming back for more punishment. Mommy. All right. Let's see who goes next. It's Terry from the Old Coot podcast or Old Coot Cast, or the link is in the show notes. You'll hear more. But before you go off there and listen to Terry, listen to him right here.
Thank you. The candy has always been my downfall. From the first time I tasted it, it had me. It can destroy judgment as fast and as sure as a man can. The boss, with his promises of fun and money, soon had me also. But it was the candy that I wanted the most, which he was glad to provide. Through the haze created by the candy, so simple were the foulest of ideals. With the candy, I could do his dirty deeds. The candy had captured me and destroyed my soul. With the candy, I became reckless and carefree. With the candy, I seemed invincible and unstoppable. With the candy as my guide, I had gone out into the city. Carefree and reckless, I again went to do his deeds. Now, with the candy in one hand and smoking gun in the other, I watched the blood flow from me. The candy has made me the enemy of myself.
Two sultry, swanky pieces so far, folks. Terry T. from the old CooCast. Thank you very much, Terry. I'm just, you know, plowing all this candy. I've got broccoli, I've got cauliflower, I've got celery, I've got all sorts of good, healthy snacks. Coke Zero, too. No calories here, folks. I'm going to be healthy. Healthy during this time. Next up is Tom from The Footnote. You can check him out at footnote.libsyn.com. And let's hear from Tom.
Hello, night people. This is Tom from The Footnote. And we got our 100th author last week. Congratulations. You win a gravy boat. Tonight's story is called Candy Something. Candy Something? What did I call it? Candy. I guess I can call it Candyman. Lieutenant Brumsfeld pulled back the sheet covering the co-ed. Her face had that same stupid grin as the other UC students. Rudy the photographer noted his disgust for candy. That's what they called germanium tetralithium on the street, because it sugar-coated the DNA in the brain. Truth told, candy never made it to the street. It could only be cooked up in the best research labs. Thus, it only appeared in the university population due to the steep costs and a proximity. The guys who produced G4T were called the candy men. They wrapped their wares in Wonka wrappers.
Thank you, Tom. You can check out more from Tom at footnote.libsyn.com. You know, there's no candy in my system right now. I'm 100% clean. Broccoli, cauliflower, all that good stuff. Oh, yeah. In fact, I highly recommend that all of you eat your fruits and vegetables this weekend. If you're eating potato chips or something unhealthy while listening to this podcast, stop right now and brush your teeth, throw up in the bathtub. Wow, how much do you have to eat? Throw up in the toilet, flush it down, and say, no more healthy food. And carrots, too. I ate all the carrots in this little thing here. Okay. Next up is Guy David of GuyDavid.com. He's going to be taking a break from podcasting, but he provided the music for the beginning and the end of this podcast. And Here's another one of his wonderful stories.
Hi there, and welcome to another weekly challenge. Although I'm taking a break from all my Night Guy podcasts, I'm still Guy from www.guydavid.com. And I've been translating all my weekly challenge stories into Hebrew. And if you want to hear that, you can go to drpetza.guydavid.com. And now for today's story.
Charlie,
the overgrown 3 years old screamed at the top of her voice while tearing off another building. Much to her disappointment, she found no candy inside, so she strolled off, leaving a trail of wrecked cars and screaming pedestrians behind. The scientists were waving their strange ray guns at her.
"Do it," screamed the senator. "Blow this intruder into kingdom come."
"But she's a human being," protested one of the scientists.
"Shit, do it!"
the senator shouted, so she was blown right into virtuality.
"Oh, candy,"
said the girl, and started climbing Candy Mountain on Edlo Island.
Thank you, Guy. You can check out more from Guy David at guydavid.com, but Edlo Island, where's that? What? Nardo? Oh. What else? He just wants to talk. You're a good boy. Probably gonna bite my hand off in a minute. What's next? Who's next? Oh, really? Rah. Okay. Next up is Kelly from Come, Let Me Whisper. And let's find out what she's got here.
Hi, it's Kelly Burt, and here's my offering for my topic, tee-hee. Johnny spoke of candy hourly. They had ran through every candy they could think of from Almond Joy to Zero Bar. Still, nothing seemed to satisfy his sweet tooth. Johnny was 82 and an Alzheimer's patient, so the girls took as much time as possible with him. They hoped that if one of them could find the key, then maybe they could assist him with living in the present more. Then it clicked. One of the girls realized that candy was not referring to a sugary treat, but to a lost love. Now they knew the correct question. Who is candy?
Well, thank you very much, Kelly Byrne. Thank you very much. You can check out more from her at rlbert.blogspot.com or look through iTunes for Come Let Me Whisper. Links are in the show notes. Alrighty. Comes up next, it's going to be Daphne of Going Broke with Daphne and Tamara. And also the style cast, second style cast. Not the first style cast, the second style cast. Daphne, I need a story really bad.
And don't make candy a woman's name. I'm getting sick of people doing that.
Okay, here we go.
Hi, Lawrence. It's Daphne. I know I haven't been around for a while, and I'm really hoping to do about 26 100-word stories this year. That's my goal. We'll see what happens. If you want to hear more from me and what I'm doing with the rest of my time when I'm not trying to come up with stories, you can find out at Going Broke with Daphne and Tamara at DaphneandTamara.com or Second Style Stylecast at stylecast.secondstyle.com. And occasionally I show up at the Black Tie Martini Club, which is blacktiemartiniclub.com. There, I think I said enough URLs. So here is my 100-word story. This week, topic was candy. Okay. Remember when you were a kid and you were told not to do something, but you did it anyway, then something went wrong and you learned your lesson? Well, that's what this is. I took candy from a stranger. The next thing I knew, my hair was messed up, my clothes were ripped, there's a knife in my hands, and I'm covered in, well, it's not blood, it looks like transmission fluid or oil. There's a body, but it's not really a body. It's a wind-up toy. A Stepford butler, really. But I learned my lesson, and no one really died. So can I go, officer? I promise I'll never take candy from a tall, gray-haired woman with a wind-up key in her back again.
Oh, no. Do you know what the repair bills are going to be like on that? Let's see. Oh, you didn't know. But I got to tell you, never mind. Thank you, Daphne. You can check out more from Daphne and Tamara at daphneandtamara.com and all the other places that she listed, all the other places that she goes to instead of goes to here. We've got a few more stories. One of them belongs to Liana of Hodgepodge Point, libsyn.com. Liana, tell me a story before I cry.
Hey everyone, Liana here from Hodgepodge Point, the podcast that keeps on not giving. For this week's challenge number 92, Candy, I have the following story titled, Sweet to the Very End.
It's the race of the century, folks. Our gingerbread men lined up, ready to take this treacherous course. They're off! Green rounds the corner, taking the lead. Blue and red are right behind with yellow on their heels. Green is down, stuck in gooey gumdrops. The rest easily pass. Oh no, blue ran off the track. He's lost in lollipop woods. Red takes the lead. Yellow changes course down Rainbow Trail. Can he beat red to Candy Castle? Red puts on an extra burst of speed. He better watch. Oh, too late. He's neck deep in molasses swamp. Yellow wins Candyland!
I remember Candyland. It was so fun! I'm just waiting for Candyland Extreme. Oh, I've got two ultraviolet! I'm in space camp! No, don't mistake those for infrared, kids. You can check out more from Liana at hodgepodgepoint.libsyn.com when she posts one. You got one more story, and you know who it's from. You know who it's from. It's from Planet Z. Planet Z has the next story, and here it is.
Willy Wonka didn't give a shit anymore. After decades of exhausting prestidigitation in this fucked up nightmare factory, he just wanted to escape. No more worrying about quality standards, market share, and these damn crazy ass singing midgets. He put his hand on the everlasting gobstopper, quoted Shakespeare, and knew he was condemning Charlie to misery. But maybe, just maybe, it would be different for Charlie. Happiness? Joy? No, he'll also end up a haggard, burnt-out, hollow shell. A lonely, envied chocolatier. The other kids, they were the lucky ones. They came away wiser. Charlie, he'd never get away.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories about candy this week. Thanks to everyone who participated this week in the weekly challenge, and good luck in the voting. That's right, the voting. It takes place on the website, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Pick your favorite stories from this week, and the winners will get refrigerator magnets, that sort of thing. And I've got a few left. I'm sending out the ones for Kelly and Russell. I'm going to send those out tomorrow. Ducky, if you want them. If you're listening still, just tell me where to send them. You can also subscribe to the podcast RSS feed. One click, subscribe to iTunes, podcast ready, that sort of thing. Music for the opening and closing were provided by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. Isn't that great? Also, this podcast is now a member of the Second Life Podcasting Network. slpodcast.net. All sorts of other great podcasts there. Maybe I'll get off my butt and put the stinger in the beginning after I'm done putting this thing together. Put it to bed. It's going to be the usual craziness tomorrow. And then on Saturday, another one of these weekly challenges. I'm going to post the topic in a little bit. But before then, I wanted to say something. Very cool. On Wednesday, I heard Dale Marsh, a.k.a. Tall Guy Kid, playing at the Lonely Yak. Jane and Rocky's strange venue. He had some visitors, Scott and Michelle DeZier. They were coming down from Iowa. And they were heading to, oddly enough, Houston, Texas. And they were playing at Anderson Fair. And I thought, I'll just go. And I did. And it was a cool time. And it was great. And it also says something weird about Second Life music. There were only like five or six people there in the audience at Anderson Fair. At Lonely Yak. About 35, 36 today. Kind of weird. More of an audience there virtually. Strange, huh? I wonder if I have to come all the way down here, but they're visiting. I don't know. It's kind of a weird thing. Maybe this is what the future is. The future is coming at you, one moment at a time. Thank you again for listening and putting up with this garbage. And check out iPodJacker.com. Okay, there's nothing there right now, but I'm going to put something there. That's my new monthly interview podcast. There was a lot of people saying, why don't you do an interview podcast? Why don't you do an interview podcast? Well, since I hijack other people's podcasts, I figured iPodJacker, based on iRobot. It has nothing to do with the first four letters of the domain name. Not at all. No, it's iRobot. I love the movie iRobot. I love the story, iRobot. In Second Life, I am a robot. I don't know what anyone would think otherwise. Oh, sharing this plug for traffic. Whatever. Once again, thank you for listening. And, as always, keep it brief. Closing.